Wellington joining us right now. Jenny, thank you so much for the time today. How are you this afternoon?
I'm great, Andy. How are you?
Well, so far so good. The sun's out, so I guess that's a good place to start it. As we heard from Craig Adams a few moments ago, temperatures in the mid to high 80s tomorrow, so it could be a little bit toasty, but that's okay. I suppose that's better than snow, and hopefully you guys will get more nice weather next Friday as you guys have your first Friday event, which involves passports. So explain that to us. What all is involved here?
Well, yes, I agree. I hope it's hot and dry. So we had to change our July 3rd event, which is usually the Patriots Fan and Ice Cream Social. So because of all the, you know, the COVID craziness, so we've taken it down a little bit. But we are, there's a couple things going on. Obviously, First Friday is a time for us to visit a lot of the businesses. I think we have 10 or 11 participating. And so the businesses will be offering certain sales or specials. They might even have things that they're giving away. For example, King Realty, they're giving away American flags and little hand sanitizers. And other businesses may be giving items away or having activities. So that's part of it. But we're also revolving this into our Spirit of Wellington raffle that we're selling tickets for right now through June 30th. And the big thing about this raffle is, well, not only can you win three great prizes that equal up to $620, but the proceeds are being split with 30 businesses down here. And so we thought this would be something fun to try to give a little bit back to the businesses. And so if people want to purchase, they can go to our website and also read about all the businesses that are participating and the prize packages, because second place prize is about, I don't know, 30 or so $20 gift cards to businesses down here. And so the prize packages are pretty cool. But the big thing leading up to July 3rd, there are three businesses within the raffle that have a side bet. And whoever sells the most tickets out of the three will dunk the other two business owners in the dunk tank. So the Wellington Area Chamber of Commerce have a dunk tank, and we will have it in the pretty close to the square. It'll be in the library parking lot, kind of on the corner of Route 58 and 18. And from 2 to 7, there will be different folks in there to dunk. And any of the proceeds raised will go for the fireworks fund. So those three businesses are Steve Neff with Wellington Music, Kelly Saunders with the Saunders Place, and, oh, my phone's ringing, sorry, and Megan... Megan Bischoff from Truly Simple Boutique. So they're going to be dunked. And then we also have four police officers who are going to be in the tank, a EMS representative, Amy Kiley, who also dragged in her husband, John Kiley, from Kiley Tree Service. We have the Black River Middle School principal and a surprise guest. So it's going to be pretty fun.
Well, that sounds pretty awesome. The Spirit of Wellington.
For like 10 minutes.
I mean, but no, it's good stuff, because I was going to ask you about the Spirit of Wellington raffle, because the tickets, as you mentioned, are available through the end of the month, which, hard to believe, it ends next Tuesday. But
oh, my gosh.
You talked about some of those prize packages in there. There's a lot of gift cards at play here, and the value on those prizes are something that certainly can't be ignored.
Right, right. Well, first prize is actually a $500 gift card to Krastowski's Tractor, plus $100 in cash donated by the law office of Brett Murner. Second place actually equals $620, but that is, my gosh, if you look at the website, $20 gift card to Wellington Music, to Colonial Barbershop, to Saunders Place. We've got restaurants. We've got gas stations. We've got flower shops. We've got auto parts. I mean, there are so many wonderful things. There's also a free cardiac life support class from the ambulance district. Gosh, there's so much in the prize packages. So we're hoping that folks will will buy more tickets. They've got, like you said, till Tuesday. And then on Friday, one of those business owners is going to be dunked along with some of our other folks from town. So it's going to be pretty fun. And of course, with social distancing, we did have to provide the town with our plan of how we're going to keep folks safe. And so we will have extra volunteers there kind of directing folks to stay in, you know, groups 6 feet apart, using the parking lot lines, actually, and having extra sanitizer and masks and so on. So we're really, really thrilled that the village is letting us do this, as well as the library not minding that we're taking away their parking for the day.
Sounds like a very safe and a very fun event. Lots of great prizes to be had there as well. Something else you've been heavily involved in, you've hosted a series on your website called Afternoons with Anthony. Can you tell us what that's all
yes,
about?
Yes, sure. Our current president, Anthony Savage, we were all talking about, you know, when all of this craziness started, how we can still keep our community engaged, and we came up with the idea of doing Zoom interviews. And thankfully, I talked him into taking that over, and he's been doing a great job. We've had businesses on talking about their business and how COVID has changed them. And he just yesterday posted an interview with our mayor. He's talked with, today I think he talked with Cindy Andrews from Community Foundation of Lorain County, and I think tomorrow he's talking with the Cleveland Clinic. So it's a variety of folks that he's talking with, and it's been really great. I know it's still evolving a little bit, but he is planning on continuing it after or if and when everything kind of completely opens up. But again, it was started just to try to keep people engaged during the close down.
Again, we're being joined on the hotline by Jenny Arntz with Main Street Wellington here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. It's been tough on all of us, this whole COVID-19 pandemic you mentioned before. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like the COVID-19 craziness. How tough mm-hmm. has it been to schedule events during all of this? And how far out do you guys have events planned through the rest of 2020?
Well, that is a really good question. We had to cancel a few. We are kind of still in a holding pattern with our annual gazebo garden walk, and traditionally we have that the day before Mother's Day, and so we decided to move that to July 18th. But it's kind of, you know, it's going to be determined if we can still have that based on the governor's plan that he kind of gave us July 1st as a timeline. So if he lifts a little bit of the, I can't remember what it's called, it's the amount of people that can be together, we will hopefully be able to have it. If we can't, we have First Friday events, and those are kind of small pockets of people. So we have been able to keep that moving. And then hopefully in September and October, we'll be able to have those events. But, you know, it's just like everything. So many things are contingent upon those numbers, you know, that I heard you just report on earlier. And so, like I said, we're kind of in a holding pattern. And it is stressful because so many people really have, you know, so much fun coming out and seeing other community members, and it's stressful on us. It's a third of our budget, so we're trying to figure out other ways to still provide a lot of great things without costing us a lot. So it's definitely been a challenge.
Well, earlier in the week, we spoke with one of your counterparts at Main Street Amherst and Teresa Gillis, and we had the opportunity to talk about some of the comeback kits. And I know you're a big part of that, and that's going to be a lot of fun moving forward to see how a lot of the businesses are able to take advantage of that. And you had mentioned, I believe it was at the end of last week in the Chronicle-Telegram, that you really think this pandemic is going to help out local businesses, because you think that people are going to start shopping more local than they are the big box stores. And I wanted to give you a chance to kind of expand on that.
Sure. Well, I do really hope that is true. I know that some of the businesses that I've talked to who were able to stay open but limit things a little bit, mainly the restaurants, They saw a lot of people really embracing the idea of keeping it local. And so I think that, you know, some folks are also seeing more of that human aspect where it's really, it's so important to support our businesses, because without them, you know, there, a lot of the good things that they do would not be there. So, you know, whether it's they're supporting the band, kids, or they're supporting different groups within the school, or any of our nonprofits. So it's just so much bigger than just a store. You know, I don't know if that made any sense, but I do see that a lot of folks too are not wanting to go in the bigger stores and perhaps be exposed to more germs. And like I said, some of the businesses actually saw an increase in their sales during all of the shutdown. And I think that's because folks were keeping closer to home. So do I have anything specifically to back that up? No, I guess it's just my gut feeling.
That's okay. Hey, look, a lot of us are going on gut feelings right now, because this is something that none of us have really ever experienced before. So I think certainly when we're looking at this, it's going to be really fascinating to see how it all plays out. But I think at this point, we've gotten to the point where we can be at least a little bit optimistic, no question.
Right, right, definitely.
Jenny, as always, we appreciate the time. Thank you so much for stopping by. We hope that you guys get cooperation from Mother Nature next Friday for the first Friday event.
Thank you.
And we encourage everybody to visit the Main Street Wellington website so they can see all of the goodies that are on display for the Spirit of Wellington raffle, which, again, is open through next Tuesday. Thank you, Jenny.
Thank you so much. Have a great afternoon.
You do the same. Again, that's Jenny Arntz with Main Street Wellington joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon.